Hi guys, it is the 9th of September. It is World EV Day. Why do we have a World EV Day? I don't know. We don't have a World Petrol Car Day or World Diesel Car Day. We might have a World Classic Car Day, I don't know, but World EV Day. So anyway, it is the World EV Day. So let's look at EVs. For a lot of people, they're still an oddity, still something of a novelty, still something that people are still grappling with and trying to figure out which car to get, which one they should consider. So here is my list of the 26 best EVs out there. Also, later on in this list, I'm going to tell you the best value. The one that basically, if you're on a budget but you want to move into an EV, this is the one that you should get. I will tell you that as well. Stay tuned for this list and for that. So let's start with city cars, and in city cars, let's start with my number one choice, which is the Mini Electric. Now, the Mini Electric, I have reviewed it, and you'll find the review on this channel, and I really liked it. And I think that it was particularly suited to the city, A, because it's a Mini, and Minis are naturally, inherently suited to the city. They're always fun to drive, and even electric form, it was fun to drive. And B, the electric drivetrain just works so much better, because the irony is that the more that you're in a congested city traffic environment, the better the range actually is on the car. And when you start to really push it is when you start to use up the range. But you know, aside from that, it doesn't feel any more heavier than the regular car. You don't have many compromises in terms of practicality. You maybe lose a little bit of boot space, but not really that much that you need to worry about. It is a Mini anyway. So overall, that's a great choice. Second for me would be the Honda E. The only reason I didn't put Honda E first is because it doesn't have the range. The range is very limited on the Honda E. They claim about 100 miles. In reality, you get about 80. So depending on the circumstances, how you're driving it. For a lot of people, that's enough. An average daily commute is 30 miles for a lot of people. So if you keep it at home, you keep it plugged in, and you're just using it for trips to work, to shops or whatever, it should be fine. And the car itself is fun. It's funky. It's got a lot of personality. Inside, it has an incredible interface, a full screen across the dashboard, lots of features and gimmicks, if you like, including an aquarium and the ability to actually have a plug in a games console. So it's very clever. I like it, and it just looks adorable. Number three is the Fiat 500, the new one, which is electric. Why isn't that further up in the listing? Because I haven't driven it. It's as simple as that. But it does look adorable, and it does appear to make a lot of sense. So that definitely should be on your short list. Family cars, let's look at these now. I have driven the Hyundai Ioniq and the Kia EV6, and both of them are, I would say, equally as good. The Hyundai Ioniq Ioniq 5, I should say, to give it its full name. So there is the regular Ioniq, which just looks like a regular Kia, and then there's the Ioniq 5, which just looks amazing. It looks like something that sort of a fusion of the past and the future. It's got this incredible, almost DeLorean type of styling theme of it, with this kind of very matte-like finish to the paintwork, the sort of the angles and the angular design features of the car. It's a really standout car. It's a bigger car in the metal than you think when you see it in the pictures, and it even harks back to Hyundai's own heritage. It's supposed to be inspired by one of their very first cars, the Hyundai Pony. Inside, it looks fantastic. Having said that, the Kia EV6 is everything that is, and possibly more in terms of range, ability, practicality, but they're very, very close. So the Hyundai would just edge it because of the sheer charisma of its styling, but both of those cars, I think, are right there up at the top. Next, the third in place would go to the Polestar 2. I haven't driven it because I just haven't. From the people who have driven it, or the people who own it that I've spoken to, they absolutely adore the car. They just love it. They think it's fantastic. So, and it does look really smart. And it's a Volvo. Well, it's a Polestar, but it's actually a Volvo. So you know it's going to be well built. It's going to be safe. It's going to be practical. It's going to be well thought through. So that's a good one. Another one that I haven't driven, but is being, I've seen a lot of it around. So it's obviously being successful. Is the Volkswagen ID.3, a sort of golf, around a golf size, but dedicated full electric car on the new modular Volkswagen platform. Seems to be a sales success, so that's definitely one to consider. I'll put Tesla. Tesla will appear on this list quite a lot. I haven't reviewed Tesla models recently. The only one I reviewed was Model S, but that was many years ago. So I haven't driven the Model 3, but I know the Model 3 is pretty much the best seller in Europe at the moment in terms of electric cars. So they've got to be doing something right. To me, they still feel concept car-y. They don't feel quite finished, you know. They're a little bit gimmicky, but hey, that engenders a lot of loyalty amongst Tesla owners. They really enjoy the cars. They really love the little features and the clever little things that they've got in them. And on range, they're apparently very good. And of course, the charging infrastructure is fantastic. The only thing is, they are a bit expensive. Let's move on to the cars that all families love, which are SUVs. Top of my list for SUVs would be the Ford Mustang Mach-E. I prefer to call it Mach-E, but it is a Ford Mustang Mach-E. Why? Because Ford choose to call it so. And why not? And by doing so, they've created a talking point. I've done a review on that car and I've discussed that at length, so you can go and check that out. But I like the car because it is actually practical. It's a good size. It's got a very good range on it. It's actually fun to drive as well. And, you know, the fact that they've called it Mustang and they put a few Mustang styling cues into it gives it a little bit charisma as well. And I think that if you had a V8 Mustang, but you also had a Conscious and you wanted to get something electric, that would make the perfect family. So you got to get one of those. And I would have a Bullet Mustang. So there you go. You'd have both of them. Second is the Nissan Ariya, which actually probably is the better car. In fact, probably is the current best electric SUV out there, simply because Nissan have established a long-standing history in the electric car market with the Leaf, which is one of the most successful electric cars out there, bestseller in several countries. Is it Norway? I think one of the countries, correct me if I'm wrong. And so they've taken a lot of that experience, they've built on it, they've improved on it, they've actually taken it to the next level. They came out with the Ariya, I reviewed it recently, I was blown away by it, it was fantastic. It ticks all the boxes and it even looks good. It's got a lot of style, look, practicality, so definitely one that's right up there. Third one that looks absolutely amazing and I would love to get my hands on it. I have not driven it, but it just, from the reputation of the company that's built it, from the look of the car inside and out, from the styling, from the fact that there's a lot of Chinese money that's being invested into that car, I have to put the Lotus Electra, which is Electra, whatever they want to call it, in that third spot. I think it's fantastic. And again, if you're a Lotus family, you know, if you've got an Emira or an Elise, let's say, and you want to have that electric car, then it makes perfect sense, right? Next up, the Volkswagen ID. Buzz. Again, another car that I haven't, not only have I not driven, I've not actually seen it in the metal, but I've seen it in the pictures. It's so funky. It's so fun. It's basically like a futuristic, modern electric interpretation of your traditional Volkswagen bus, camper van, type 2, whatever you want to call it. And it just looks brilliant. So just on the basis of that, it's got to be on this list. After the Volkswagen ID. Buzz, I'm going to put the BMW iX. I have reviewed it. I've got that on review on this channel. It's very good. I love the little crystalline touches and stuff they've got inside it. It's beautifully finished inside. It's quite a presence on the outside, let's say, and it's very well resolved. It's a touch expensive though, but it is a very good car, and I think that's BMW sort of first dedicated all electric SUV, and I think they've hit it out of the park straight away. That's the Model X. That's the one with the gullwing rear doors and the trick dancing doors and lights and everything that it does. It's big, it's spacious, comfortable, it's luxurious, it's very good, but it is very expensive. But yeah, it deserves to be on the list. Moving on to luxury cars, and the Audi RS e-tron. I absolutely love that car, and I always say, and I've said this in the reviews and on the original video that I've done on the car as well, if it's good enough for Tony Stark, Iron Man Tony Stark, then it's good enough for me. And I have to say, even though basically it shares most of its what's under the skin with the Porsche Taycan, which is number two on this list, I actually prefer the sharper, more handsome styling and looks of the RS e-tron compared to the Porsche Taycan. But having said that, the Porsche Taycan in itself is now becoming something of an icon in that arena, and I guess it's probably most people, if you said luxury sport electric car other than a Tesla, they would probably think of that car. So I think those are very, very close, one and two in that list. On third place, yes, let's put the Tesla Model S, because again, you know, it is one of the first people or first players in that arena. And also, of course, you know, it's got those crazy modes and the fast modes and the stuff. What is it? The played version, which is one of the fastest saloon cars on the planet. So just for that alone, it deserves to be on the list. Sports car or sporty car, and I've only got one car on this list effectively that you can buy today. Well, I say today, but with, you know, delivery times as they are, probably order today and get next year. But anyway, the car I'm going to put on the list is the BMW i4 M50. It's the electric car that I really laughed out loud driving. I couldn't believe how enjoyable, how interactive, how engaging, how much fun that car was. And the artificial sound just sort of enhanced the experience to me. I know a lot of people hate it, but I actually really liked it. And it just was set up like a 3 Series. It felt like a BMW, but an electric one. And I just was really, really impressed with that car. So for me, that's the car that was, as a driver's thing, not like a supercar or whatever, but as a driver's thing that you could use every day that was practical, I put that right up there. I would also like to mention that I think that might change in a couple of years' time. From America, we're going to get our first electric muscle car, which of course will come from none other than Dodge, who are one of the masters of muscle cars. I mean, think Hellcat, think Demon, and they're coming up with the Dodge Charger SRT EV, and that's just going to be bonkers. You just know it's going to be bonkers, and they've already revealed how it's going to look. It looks amazing, so I can't wait for that. But anyway, that's 2024, so that's a couple of years away. Pickups. So let's stick with America for the pickup segment, and we move to the GMC Hummer EV, which is amazing. It looks incredible. What is it, 10,000 newton meters of torque or something ridiculous like that? It basically revolves or rotates the earth. So if the earth ever stops rotating, you just need a couple of these and it will kickstart it again. That's how much torque that thing has got, and it's got enough weight to do it as well. That's amazing. I haven't driven any of these, of course. The Rivian R1T, getting rave reviews, so it's right up there, if not, you know, alongside the Hummer. Like I said, the reviews have been fantastic on it. I'm not familiar with either of those, but if you're looking at electric trucks, then you need to be looking at those two. Looking at the future, there is, of course, again, another mention for Tesla, the Tesla Cybertruck, which looks really weird, looks very science fiction-y, looks like it's from a different planet, but it's a truck and it's coming, and that is what it's going to look like, apparently. Moving on to supercars, well, there's one car that basically shocked everybody with the speed that it demonstrated going up Goodwood Hill recently, and that is, and I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this correctly, but that is the McMurtry Automotive Spearling. And I probably pronounced that wrong, and I'm sure somebody from the company can correct me. But I saw the car itself. It is tiny. I saw it at the Salon Prairie recently. It's on one of my videos. It looked tiny. It looked extraordinary. It's a one-seater car. It's just a pure speed machine. But it's absolutely extraordinary. But it's got to sit at the top of that tree, because it's just incredible. Number two, I'm going to put the Lotus Evija. Again, I haven't driven any of these cars, of course. Lotus Evija, because, you know, dedicated electric supercar from the makers of the best handling cars on the planet. It's going to be great. You know, it is. The Rimac Nevera, because Rimac are known as the technology leaders, the cutting edge technology leaders, so much so that companies like Porsche are after them, will probably get them at some point. But apparently they've got a lot of clever technology coming through the pipeline that is going to make the electric car experience even better compared to what they've already got, which is one of the fast electric cars on the planet. The Pininfarina Battista should also get a mention here. And also in the future, we're talking about Tesla Cybertruck. Let's talk about Tesla Roadster, which apparently is going to fly. It's got jets or something, but it's going to be like crazy. But anyway, that's another one worth looking at, but that's probably still a couple of years away. And finally, the one that you've all been waiting for: what is the best value EV? And quite simply, it's the one that I reviewed most recently, the electric car I reviewed most recently, is the MG4. I mean, we are talking about electric cars generally being more expensive than petrol and diesel cars, and most experts say that price parity will be achieved by 2025, but we are in 2022, and we have an MG4 which starts at £26,000, and when you think about something like a Focus or a Golf, which are already up into those low to mid 20s for a regular model, then actually we are pretty much merging in price already, and that car looks amazing, fantastic interior, very practical, actually fun to drive, and pretty good range on it as well. So, you know, that's the car that if you're looking for a budget EV, which basically ticks all the boxes, go check out the MG4 EV. Before you do that, check out my review, which is on this channel as well. Thanks so much for watching, and let me know what electric cars that you like or you're thinking of getting, and what you thought of my list. See you in the next video.
A big shout out and thanks to Jay Williams over at Air Technic, who are top tier sponsors of Brown Car Guy. Check them out at airtechnic.co.uk for exhausts, brakes, suspension and body kits. Plus our other major sponsor, Neogen Solutions. Much appreciation also to tier 4 sponsors, Muhammad Ali Humaid, Tom Conway Gordon and Reza Adil. And of course all these other guys who supporting on Patreon. Brown Car Guy is eternally grateful. Hey, think about joining them over at patreon.com Brown Car Guy. If you can't, don't worry. Just make sure you're subscribing to the YouTube channel and website. Plus follow on social media by searching for Brown Car Guy.